Welcome to the Bridge Podcast, a digital worship service. We know that walking with the Lord isn't easy, and we hope this show is a way to come alongside you and offer a little extra weekly encouragement. Most of the content for the show was originally created for our BridgeBox subscription service. For more information, go to missionusa.com/BridgeBox.
Yeah. and say that all else must pass away. You give me your Son and Spirit. You give me grace and ears to hear it. You give me yourself and say that all else must pass away. You give me your Son and Spirit. You give me truth and ears to hear it. You give me yourself and say that all else must pass away. You give me your Son and Spirit. You give me grace and ears to hear it. You give me yourself and say that all else must pass away.
The good news. Gospel is just a kind of an English version of an old word that literally just means the good news. So if what you're telling someone does not sound like good news, we need to go all the way back to zero. If we open on you ought to do this and sin and you don't want to, that's not good news.
Yeah.
It may be true. It may be part of what's going on. It's not the good news. And I like that word, news. I like thinking about this as news. Like how they said, that doesn't mean we have to have the full understanding. Sometimes we just need the headline. You know what I mean? You open up the front page of a newspaper, and it's got the basics of it in big, bold letters at the top. Then if you want to read more, you can find out more and more. But the headline is just, this thing happened. Now, the headline of the good news is we're all great big sinners, and because of Jesus, we can have a relationship with God anyway.
Yes.
That's the headline. There's a lot of ins and outs to that, but those are the basics. Great big sinners, Jesus, we can have good stuff anyway. You don't need to understand more than that to be able to share that with someone. Mm-hmm. Now, if you don't understand more than that, you should stop there, which is where a lot of people get themselves in trouble. A lot of amateur Bible scholars out there who their confidence is a little more than their knowledge, so they just try to fake it off.
Right.
And part of sharing the good news with people is knowing that there are people who know more than you.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell somebody what you know, and then the next part is telling them someone who knows more than you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You learn from someone. You don't have to have all the answers. That's part of this. It's a very good point here in the question of, I don't want to come off like pretending like I know anything.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do that. You can say, well, I'm kind of, and I say this a lot, here's the little bit I know, but I'm kind of a lunkhead. Glenn knows a lot more than me. Why don't you ask Glenn? That's why Glenn's very tired, because we're all telling people that, and they take us up on it. Good example of this is that seed thing, is that church visit. We talk about in our ministry training a lot, focus on the get-tos and not the have-tos. If what you're telling someone is a have-to, that's not good news.
All right.
Things you have to do are never good news. Things you get to do are good news. So if your pitch to get someone to come to church with you is, you know you're messing up everything left and right, you just come to church so you make something out of your life, and church where good people go, why don't you go to good people in church? Nobody's coming to church. If your message is, I am super messed up, there's this whole group of people who love me anyway and are trying to help me along, if you would like to come join, you are welcome to. That's a get to.
Okay.
That's good news. There's a place where people will put up with you and help you. That is good news.
He made himself nothing. He emptied himself. He humbled himself. Taking on the very nature of a servant and being made in human likeness and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by being obedient to death. Even death on the cross. He recognized what folks were going through. Not just recognizing it with his eyes, but I believe seeing with his heart. And he, and we're wired for that. We're wired for that. Beloved, in the name of Jesus, we just, even when we don't want to, we start seeing stuff and recognizing and seeing what people are going through. And it has a, it starts to touch us and affect us in ways that maybe it didn't before. Because the world sometimes treats us so that we get to the condition where we don't want to see. Don't want to be involved. Don't want to care. Don't want to be concerned. In fact, we want to be cool.
Yeah.
So cool that we're damn near frozen. Yeah. Yeah. You're looking at one another and not seeing in each other. You see. You might want to lean over to a neighbor right about now and say, I see you. I see you. I see you. In those letters, intensive care. Intensive care and understanding. Intensive care and understanding. That's the way of Jesus. It seems to me in scripture that as the Bible tells it and talks about Jesus, it seemed that this man could just look at folks and just love them right away. Look beyond faults and flaws and failures and situations and circumstances. He could look at us and love us. And beloved, if this heart of Christ and this mind of Christ is growing in us, then the nature of Christ becomes the way we move. And so this beloved brother, this beloved sister who wrote this, you don't have to worry. It's good to do that self-check and not want to be misusing and abusing folks in the name of Jesus. But if there's any joy, if you've got any joy in the face of sorrow, if you've got any confidence in what you've seen God do, if God has given you anything, then you have it. It's yours. Because nobody can take anything from God. If you have anything from God, you have it because God wants you to have it. It's yours. And so that ability, that capacity to see and to recognize and then to remember that God has loved me. Each one of us needs to just remember that. The more you remember that, my goodness, the more it feeds into and the more it nourishes and more it encourages us for change.
Second of all, if you don't step to people the right way, you understand? You could be telling them some wisdom. They're not going to receive it and tell you how smart you are and build up your ego the way you want because you didn't step to them, right? Because you stepped to them all fully yourself.
Yeah.
You have to humble yourself to get to that place where they're impressed in order for them to say something nice to you. That's the way the Lord sets all these things up. You know, me and Jed and Matt, we were over at the McDonald's, and we were sitting there eating a burger and fries. You know how you do. It was late at night, and I had been putting up with somebody's nonsense. I won't name the name of the church, but this church had been... Oh, they're just driving me crazy over here. And I'm going to have to, I don't know what I'm going to do. And Jesus, help me. I'm going to do something. I'm going to burn the place to the ground if they don't behave themselves. And I know there's a verse that supports that action. I'll just find it. And we're, Jed and Matt were, they were egging me on. Yeah, yeah, do it. You know, they're not talking me out of that at all. You know, they're supposed to be like, no, brother, forgiveness and love and mercy and grace. That's not the kind of brothers they are. They're like, I'll get to matches. Let's go. You know, that kind of, you know. So yeah, now you're learning about these people. Now, there's somebody a couple of tables away decided he was going to comment on all of this. Now, I'm already hot enough you can light a match off me, so I don't know what made that seem like a good idea. He gets up and walks over, and, you know, he got that kind of that stance. You know, that person who's going to give us some wisdom, got the he's firmly planted. The wisdom is so heavy that he's carrying. And he doesn't introduce himself, doesn't say anything. He just starts saying, let me ask y'all a few personal questions about your situation, what's going on with you. And I don't know what my face looked like. I don't. But I know it did not look friendly when I turned around. Jed, bless his heart, said, forget it, and just walked off. I mean, wasn't going to give this guy any audience whatsoever. This is not anywhere in his mind that this could happen, you know, that you just step to someone wrong and it would immediately fall apart. And he said, now, did I offend you, brothers, or whatever? And I said, well, it's not that. It's that I don't know you.
Right.
See what I mean? I don't know who you are. You want to try and step to me like a stranger? You're going to start dispensing information. What is it that you know that I don't know that you're going to tell me? I don't know who you are. See, this is the step that we're missing. We have to earn the right to be heard when we want to speak to people about the Lord. We have to show that we know what it is, what we're talking about. We have to build relationships with people. We have to be encouraging with them. We have to be loving with them. We have to build these things up. Then we've earned the right to be heard. Then we can speak into their lives. But if we start, step one, here's me, I'm just going to start being amazing. That never, never works. And we have to stay out of that. You know, a lot of y'all have participated in 12-step programs. You know, a lot of those programs, they tell you not to do any crosstalk. You know, that's because, you know, you say, here's my struggle, and suddenly you got a room full of experts going to explain how that all works. Now, why they haven't applied that expertise to fixing their own situation, nobody's ever figured out. And that's why they sort of outlaw crosstalk at some of those 12-step meetings, and sometimes that's a good idea.
Now, Pastor Starr, he don't know, he dropped something on me the last time I was over here. He was talking about that mayonnaise jar that with that Kool-Aid in it. And so when he said that, I thought about some things. And one of the things I got to the writer, if you're in the room or whoever know the writer, I want you to let them know or tell you this. Repetitious is the only way that you're going to get anything and get strong where you need to be. In other words, your confidence level in your faith needs to be strengthened. And the only way it needs to be strengthened is you got to hear the word of God. Now, I want you to understand the message of God. I don't want you to hear all the other mess. I want you to hear exactly what God is saying to you. And how do you know, Reverend, when God is talking to you? Thank you for asking me. This is how you'll find out. You'll find out, as the old folks would say, things I used to do. They lied when they say that. Things I used to do, I don't do no more. Things I used to do, I don't do a whole lot no more. That's the truth to the matter. Then eventually I don't do them no more. Places I used to go, I don't frequent that much no more. Eventually they'll get, in other words, my life starts to change in a positive because I am now practicing something that gives me confidence where I don't need my crutch. And so as more and more as I start to practice and start to go over it and over it and over it and over it, it gives me confidence. Now, it's ironic because I'm going to talk about this little bitty person. His name is Jaden, and he's my 4-year-old son. And last week, he acquired something new in school. It's called spelling words. And so they give him 2 words to spell. And so all for 2 weeks, me and mom, we're working with him, we're working with him, we're working with him. And every night we have to play a game where he has to learn to spell 2 words, red and blue. Okay. He has to learn to spell those words, red and blue. So last Friday was the spelling test. He come home and he was excited and he was jumping around and he was jumping up and down. And he says, and I stepped in the house, he says, Papa, 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 I won my contest. I said, what contest is he referring? I won my contest. Stop right there, Papa, watch this. R-E-D, red, B-L-U-E, blue, yeah! And he started jumping around and I looked at him again. He says, Papa, I got to go to grandma's house. I got to go to grandma's house. So I take him to grandma's house. Grandma, grandma, I won my contest. What contest? Stand right there, grandma. R-E-D, red, B-L-U-E, blue, yeah! And he starts jumping around and everybody he ran into, he wanted to tell everybody about his contest. So he got sick and he couldn't go to church. And he says, Papa, I got to go to church. I got to see Reverend Moore because I got to tell I won my contest. I got to go R-E-D, red, B-L-U-E, blue, yeah. And I looked at this son of mine, and I looked at the word that God. I said, you know what, baby? His confidence level is so high, he doesn't mind talking about what he has to talk about because he has been rehearsed. And in his rehearsal, he understood, and he knows now that he's not coming off like a jerk. He's not trying to impose on anybody. It just feels good to know that what you know. It feels good to know that I'm saved. It feels good to know that I got a Jesus who loves me. It feels good to know that he brought me up out of some mess. It feels good to know that he changed my life. I ain't trying.
trying to brag about it. It just feels good to feel good. I'm through.